Okay, so I'm sitting here with Bruno Souza, and if you've ever been to Java One, you know who this guy is. He's the guy that wears the Brazilian flag as a cape, and he's the NetBeans community manager at Sun. He just recently joined Sun again, and he also founded the So Java Users Group in Brazil. I just wanted to talk to you about why you recently joined Sun again, and you know what's up with NetBeans.
Yes, hi Bill. I just come back to Sun after 6 years that I was away to join the NetBeans team, especially to work with the NetBeans community. NetBeans has been this great open source project for many, many years. It has a very, very large community of users, has a lot of contributors that are developing plugins for NetBeans. And Sun is looking to strengthen the relationship between Sun and this community and expand the reach of the community to have more developers working on NetBeans, to have more developers developing plugins, and even to have developers participating in the evolution of the NetBeans and NetBeans platform.
Okay, so how many developers?
Yeah, we have today like hundreds of thousands of users of NetBeans around the world. And NetBeans adoption is growing since the 4.0 release, and especially now with the 5 and then the 5.5 release. People have been seeing the value of the changes and the additions that Sun did for NetBeans. So there's a lot of people experimenting and moving to the tool right now.
I see you have a Macintosh. We both have Macintoshes. Have you ever seen those commercials where they got a guy that's the Macintosh and a guy that's the PC?
Yes, I've seen those.
Okay. Those are very good.
Okay, so if there was a commercial and one guy was Eclipse and one guy was NetBeans, what would their personalities be? I mean, what would be the difference? If I'm using Eclipse, why would I switch?
Well, I think that's from those commercials, if you get one of those commercials, I think that the experience that we have right now with NetBeans is pretty much like the experience that you have with the Mac on those commercials. You take out NetBeans, you download it, you install it, and you have everything you need, right? You have all the tools, you have application servers integrated to it, you have you have mobile development. You have visual web development. You have all of those things integrated with the tool, working nicely together, without any conflicts or anything like that, right? While when you get Eclipse, and I think Eclipse is a great platform, but when you get Eclipse, then you have to go find out what's out there, right? What kinds of things you can add to it, and to make it a real complete platform. So I think both communities have very strong points, and I think that's extremely healthy that for on the Java ecosystem, we have these two very, very strong open source tools that developers can choose for which one they like most, which one make them more productive, and the competition between those two is extremely healthy. Since they're both open source projects, so they both give all the freedoms for the developer to use, to add to it, to expand, to improve, and that healthy competition makes both tools better, right? NetBeans is obviously a much better tool because of the success of Eclipse, and I also think that Eclipse has been improving a lot because of the success of NetBeans.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.